This is a letter in volume 5, and this is letter number 1225, Aleph Resh Chof Hei. And this is dated, Baruch Hashem, dated on the 8th day of Tishrei, Tafshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn, New York. The Rebbe gives him a lot of titles. This was a great rabbi and a genius, a goyin, Vosil Chosid, Yishlokim, Charif Bokis, Andashin, a lot of titles, Reb Meir Sheyichya. And this was a letter sent, is a long letter to Mayor Blumenfeld. So here, it's a long letter. The Rebbe says, first of all, Shalom Uvracha, peace and blessings. And the Rebbe says, I thank you much for this precious gift, the book Teres Chaim, two volumes that you sent me. And I'm hopeful that you will send to the library also your other books that you authored. I guess that was the books that he authored. He sent it to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe was very pleased, and he asked him to continue sending to the library the other books that he does. The Rebbe, in turn, attaches the booklet for Chayel, the Kuntres of Chayel, and also a copy of the general letter that the Rebbe sent, that the Rebbe says you may find, for sure you'll find interest in that, because you'll find interest there. In a separate package, also are sent to you the Maimorim from the summer of Tafshin and the Sefer Hasichas, the book of the Sikh. That's the talk of the father-in-law of the previous Rebbe. The Rebbe blesses him with a Chasima being sealed and a Gamar Chasima Toiva, because this was between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And may you add strength in Torah, and you should be able to impact your community, Toiras Chaim. Paraphrasing his name of the Sefer over there, Teres Chaim, which is a Torah which is penetrated with Pnimis HaTorah, with the inner part of Torah, the energy of Torah, the inner of Torah, which is called Ilono Dechaye, the tree of life, Eitz HaChaim, the tree of life. So that's why it's a Chayis, and that's Teres Chaim, which means a Torah which is connected to Ilona Dechaye, as it's brought down in the Zohar Chel Gimel Kuf Chav Dalet Beis, Ilona Dechaye, that's where the Chassidus, the Pnimis HaTorah, comes from. So the Rebbe says, although the time does not allow, because of the preoccupation in these days, but nevertheless, I did look into your books, and I went through the pages over there, I looked in the matters which are connected today, those ideas which talk about Teshuva, so the Rebbe says in the booklet that I'm giving you in the introduction, also talks and mentions the idea of Teshuva. So the Rebbe says, I am going to come and write to you a few notes. The Rebbe says, even though that you don't really challenge when somebody expounds me, Eim Hashivan al Adrush, which means if you say, something and expounding, a drusha, so you don't say, you're just expounding Torah, so then doesn't have to fit in all stuff. You can't challenge it. So the Rebbe says, still, I'm going to make a few notes over here. First, Rebbe, I'm going to do this briefly, not because this gets very detailed. So the Rebbe says in the portions for Vayelech and Hazinu, he brings down over there, the statement is that they asked to Teshuvah, etc., what should we do? Be done with sinners? So there's different responses. They asked Teshuvah, they asked Chochmah, so first the Rebbe says various different versions over there, so the Rebbe says, elsewhere he wrote, so they said, Sholu l'chokhmah, they asked the wisdom, they said, what should be done with the sinner? So wisdom said, Amar le chatoim tirdefro, sinners, let the evil chased them. So, logically, that this sin is the cause, so it automatically brings the result. It's a consequence that comes from the sin. So, so he says, Tudifro, bad should follow them. It doesn't say how much, it just says, if they sin, the bad will follow them. Because why? Because it really depends how much the sin was. Because it's a natural result, a logical result from the act. If you do something bad, there's a consequence to it. So how much of the consequence? That would depend on, you know, whatever the sin was. Then they asked prophecy. Shaul and Nevuah. They asked prophecy. What should happen to the sinner? Prophecy means that somebody who's a connection to Hashem, because they're prophecy. So somebody who is a sinner is somehow been disconnected, even if he does it by accident, because even mistaken need atonement. Even if you sin by accident, still need atonement. So what is the response from Nevuah? That says, well, let him die. That's what you do with the sinner, let him die. Because any sin that you do, there is a disconnect from your cleaving to the Shekhinah. Nevuah means, by definition, connected to the Shekhinah. You're not connected to the Shekhinah, as the Rebbe references to the murder of Buchenswald. Then they ask Torah, what should be done with the sinner? Torah says, let him bring an osham, that's a sacrifice, and he'll be atoned for. Because Torah, which is the wisdom of Hashem, which is even higher than prophecy, and that's why a prophet cannot come up change the Torah with something new from the Torah. So there is more sense, the blemish, more than Chochmah Nevuah, more than the prophecy, and more than the wisdom that we had before. So therefore, just death like the Navi doesn't atone. But only because the Torah is a kind, Torah is chesed, so Hashem stretches out his hand to accept those who return, and it takes into account that a person does not sin only because of a spirit of folly, of foolishness, so he acts like an animal that is only a... So therefore, the Torah gives advice for the atonement. And what is the advice? Since the only reason why you sinned was you acted like a behemoth, so you have to bring an animal because you act. What is the behemoth itself? It's specifically Osham. Why Osham? This is the particular kind of Osham. Because in an Osham includes all kinds of sins, whether it's accidental or intentional, and there's other reasons. So then they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though Hashem, the blemish is so much felt over there, but on the other hand, Hashem, who can tell Hashem what to do? And if you have many sins, Rabbi Shech Matasel, you don't affect really Hashem. You know, Hashem is way beyond it. But something that you have to arouse in yourself, your own heart, something which is higher than calculation. Hashem doesn't calculate, it's beyond this, so you have to bring in yourself something which is beyond Cheshbon. And that is to do Teshuvah. What is the idea of Teshuvah? Teshuvah turns you from one extreme to the other extreme. As the Rambam says, that the one who knows all the secrets, he can testify that you will no longer do it. And when you get to that level, you arouse also above, and in your situation, that you turn from one extreme to the other extreme. That instead of being in a deep abyss, as mentioned before, that the blemish was very felt, through tshuva, you elevate yourself to the highest steps. Because in the place where Baal tshuva stand, even tzaddikim, who are complete tzaddikim, cannot stand over there. So that's how the Rebbe explains the four different answers, what to do with a sinner, whether they asked wisdom, and then they asked in the prophecy, they asked Torah, they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and their appropriate responses. The Rebbe further says to him, there is a statement that of our sages, that the sins turn into merits. The Rebbe says, look, in the Tanya, in the end of chapter 7, he explains that the sins are really the cause for his doing teshuva. That's why they turn into mitzvahs. As far as the portion of the Torah mitzvahs of the sinner, the Rabbi sends him to Hilchos Tamid Torah of the Alter Rebbe. Further, the Rebbe says, I want to point out to you something, especially what you feel, what you conclude over there, that we had the merit to see Aschalta de Geula, the beginning of the redemption. God forbid to say such things, especially to print these things. The situation now in Eretz Yisrael, as far as religiously in Jewish matters, that they should be a sign, what we see today, a sign for the beginning of the redemption. It's very painful, it pains the heart to prolong in this, especially that it's known publicly. This is not the real Yiddishkeit, this is not the beginning of the redemption. Let it be the will that very quickly in our days we should merit to go out from this double and quadruple darkness. Those people who say darkness, they make it light. And they say light is darkness. They are switching around. They don't know what's dark. They say it's light. And what's light, they say it's dark. Mashiach Tzidkenu should redeem us amongst, together with all of Kal Yisrael, whether we're in Chutz Loretz or in Eretz HaKodesh, or in the Holy Land over there too, he should redeem us. From this bitter Golus, a true, a complete, and a true redemption.